The worst thing about having a right arm, that is, crematory remains in a pet urn on the windowsill, is not the disabling. It's the ugliness. You don't, in fact, feel disabled. You can do almost everything you did before. You get dressed, you drive, you talk, you walk, you ride your bike, you play with your nieces. But people wonder if you can do these things, and that's an ugliness. And then you have to prove you can, and that's another. The asymmetry is ugly. The flappy space where the pain twists and claws and pulls at the stump makes you feel sick. You can't look at yourself. And also, this is something people don't usually consider, an arm really does weigh something, maybe like a small cat, and you don't always account for its loss. Sometimes you wake up in the morning and you think it's the time when you had a set of arms, not just one, and you fall. Or you get absorbed and for a moment you forget and then you topple or you trip because you were expecting a weight like a cat and the cat weight isn't there. The imbalance, it's ugly. It's when you're looking at the pet urn that you see one, an alien, by the window holding the curtain with one hand. It waves at you. You wave back. You're pleased they didn't abandon you. People disappear when you lose an arm and a house. Before, you had a lot of friends, but you found out that some of them must have only liked you because you had two arms and a house. Now it's just your dad, a few friends from work who still make the effort, and the people at the bike shop. You always liked the bike shop. You like being around men. You were ashamed of this before, but now that you have no arm and no house, you don't care. The bike shop guys researched one-arm riding and installed an uninterrupted handlebar on your Merlin, and you go on morning rides by the river with them. You keep up. In the afternoons, you watch them drink beer. You watch them watch golf. You watch them fix bikes. They don't mind you. One of them, Ned, is even having sex with you.